The Lucky Day, Finhead effect. Even at night, with the jungle clicking and whirring around him, Graham could feel daylight. It spilled out of the Garden of Eden and washed his back with its goodness and soothed his troubled soul. Amongst the Edenists, Graham's standing was exceptionally high. After all, he'd smuggled the only copy of the Holy Bible to their side of the lake. Technically, he could do as he pleased, but morning, day and night he stood self-imposed on guard duty. On the day in question, Graham was fletching arrows. The tail feathers of a particularly vivid bird of paradise served as perfect flights. Earlier, he'd netted 6 of these gaily coloured birds and discovered it was simpler to chop the creature's hindquarters off wholesale rather than faff about plucking them. Whittling away, he heard the soft pad of feet leading up the road. He tested his hunter's senses by trying to separate the footfalls from one another. 4 people were approaching, a clump of 3 leading the way, followed by a 4th. Snapping twigs and laboured breathing said Graham knew this clumsy, feckless straggler. Graham inserted the blood-smudged arrow he was working on into a quiver. As 3 pilgrims came into view, their honest nudity weighed on his mind. Acutely conscious of his camo pants and singlet, Graham averted his eyes until they passed through the archway. When they were gone, he strode forth from his regimented little camp, careful to step over the twitching bird halves littering the ground. Knife tapping his thigh, he ambled out into the middle of the road. The 4th person skulking in the shadows froze. "Kiora?" the fat man greeted. He went to raise his right hand, only to remember it was holding a palm frond, the only concession to his own nudity. "You again?" Graham growled. The man's jowl slapped as he looked left to right in mock surprise. "Who, sir? Me, sir? Oh, no, you got me muddled up with a much more attired gentleman. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Lucky Day Finhead." "You've already changed your name. You did it when we first came to Maltworld. You can't do it again." "Why not? Maltworld doesn't play by the rules, so why should I?" said Lucky Day. "Now we've established you don't know me, please step aside and allow me access to the Garden of Eden." There was only one thing that upset Graham more than a naked man, and that was the actual business of talking to one. A God-fearing heterosexual should go his whole life without seeing another man's ball bag. Thus Graham hesitated, moment enough for Lucky Day to chance a rush past him. "Oh no, you don't!" Graham grabbed the man's shoulder, endeavouring to ignore the sight of those large brown buttocks staring back at him. "But I'm one of the blessed!" protested Lucky Day. "You're trying my patience. Oh, give a pilgrim a break. All I want is to hang out in paradise surrounded by naked ladies. Where's the harm in that?" "It's my job to protect the garden from people like you." "Even if it means acting like a turbo truncheon? My wife is within." "I know, and if it helps, I promise not to cop a peek. Pregnant women make my skin crawl." "You don't belong here. You value nothing." "I'm quite fond of my fairy, and Errol's okay too, though he's a bit of an arse." Suddenly Lucky Day threw his hand into the air and pointed. "Hey, look, is that the Goodyear blimp?" Graham's reflexes were more than a match for Lucky Day's dismal attempt at distraction. The fat man went to surge forward, but an elbow crashed into the side of his head before he took a step. He collapsed into the dust in an avalanche of flesh, and Graham was upon him, the point of his hunting knife levelled between Lucky Day's eyes. "This ends now," the hunter hissed. "You ever wondered the extent Maltworld will go to heal us? Well, I'm willing to bet she draws a line of decapitation. But I'll be okay if she keeps you alive when I stick your head on a spike." Cross-eyed, Lucky Day stared down the knife's blade as it drew a bead of blood on his forehead. Then he inhaled a steady, calm intake of breath, and when he spoke, it was with a voice cold with inhuman clarity. "I'm the ferryman, Graham. I visit the habitat. I see Zeke and see how big with child she is. Without doubt she'll deliver before your wife, and I'm looking forward to seeing the look on your face when Maltworld's first baby is born to unmarried atheist lesbians." Lucky Day reached up with a pudgy finger and nudged the blade away. The knife swayed and Graham suddenly slacked grip. "See, just the thought is making you go limp." Jungle's orchestra went unheard after Graham let Lucky Day go. The hunter stood there in the middle of the path as the fat man lumbered back towards the settlement and out of sight. Graham sheathed the knife. He crossed to the camp store where he knelt and unbuckled the storage compartment in his side. Inside lay a leather-wrapped parcel. Reverently, Graham removed the parcel and undid the length of string holding it together. The leather peeled away, revealing the oiled Smith & Wesson 9mm within. Graham stood up and checked the clip. Phil. The Holy Bible wasn't the only unique relic Graham had smuggled into Maltworld. To be continued.